Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great podcast. I got me a special guest today. This is Soul on Sports, and I have someone special. Tell them who you are.
My name is Lucas Too.
Little Chris Too. Who are you to me?
I'm your son.
You're my son. Okay, how old are you?
14 years old,
and we're going to talk about what we're going to get into today.
We're going to talk about the NBA Finals for today.
Interesting finals we had there, huh? Tell me what your thoughts on LBJ, Anthony Davis. Did they give the MVP award to the right person?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did for sure. LeBron was easily the most valuable player in that whole entire series. Even when AD did bad, it was still a close game. Mm-hmm. And other players still showed up. LeBron still drops as usual. At least 20 points and at least 10 assists. And he had a triple-double, if I'm not mistaken, this series.
I think he did have a triple-double one in the game.
And he did drop 40 points the series before, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I think that was all I have to say. He makes his teammates better ever since 2003 all the way up to 2020. And everything else has always been said.
I agree that they gave the MVP award to the right person because, to me, so many games, AD kind of disappeared in a couple of the games in the series, especially the game when they got beat. Game five. I would say that definitely. With that being said, LeBron deserves the MVP. Considering how long this man has been in the NBA, he's still at a level top two player in the league. Mm-hmm. You can probably say he's still the best player in the league, which mm-hmm. is incredible. Mm-hmm. As long as he's been in the league, this is nothing we've ever seen before in the NBA basketball and football. In football, you can kind of say it with the dominance that Tom Brady had with the Super Bowls and all this, those things he's had over his years. You can kind of say Tom Brady maybe, but in the NBA, we've never seen a player. We've seen players play this long, but not be this dominant level as LeBron James has. So it's very, very impressive.
Yeah, you ain't wrong about that. But AD did have a good series too.
Oh, yeah. He did his thing.
Yeah, he had a good series too, but it was only that one game that he really disappeared, but they still happened to win that game though, right?
Yeah,
game five still happened still. When he ain't even have 10 points that game either. But of course, I think that was game LeBron had his triple-double, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. KCP showed up, Danny Green, you know.
Oh, Danny Green. Tell me about the meme you saw with Danny Green.
It's
so many of them, right?
So many.
All that being said, at the end of the day, the Lakers still won the championship. AD, I mean, LeBron might have passed the ball to Danny Green. He might have shot a jump shot. Looked like maybe Stevie Wonder would have shot it. But they still won the series at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't blow the series. Miami fought hard. Give Miami credit. They were down a couple of players. They still did their thing. And they showed a lot of heart. They didn't have any quit in them. So I give them kudos for that, for playing hard.
But also, it's crazy how people slander LeBron for passing Danny Green. Let's get this out of the way. MJ passes Steve Kerr whenever he was open.
And Steve Kerr made the shot.
But MJ passes to, what's his name? Paxson?
Paxson made the shot.
Okay, but it was dead open. But they're not going to take the final shot every single time. Kobe uh-huh. passes to Ron Artest for one of the most biggest shots of that game. Uh-huh. In this case, LeBron passes to Danny Green for one of the biggest shots in the whole entire game. So in this case, everyone's slaying LeBron, but everyone plays Kobe and MJ when they pass it to the wide open man. Uh-huh. But I know Danny Green still missed a shot, but still.
I think the reason why the reason why they do that is because LeBron has a history of doing this. I think LeBron's great. He's just a different player than Kobe and Jordan. That's not saying that LeBron's not a great ball player. His mentality is a little bit different. He's more of doing the right play. You know what I'm saying? Okay, the open guys are gonna pass it to him. But Kobe and Jordan's mentality was, I don't care if anybody open. It's the last second of the game. I'm taking a shot. I won't be able to sleep if I don't take this shot. Most of the time, that's their mentality. And LeBron's mentality is different. I'm not going to slam LeBron for passing a rock at the end of the game. That's the way he plays ball.
And he was wide open.
He was wide open. Me, myself, I always shot it. But that's just me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even thought twice about it. I'd put the rock up, considering how good LeBron was playing. I wouldn't put the ball in the hands of Danny Green. Maybe if it was Anthony Davis, because Anthony Davis he hit some clutch shots in the playoffs. Maybe him, or maybe even Rondo. Yeah. Playoff Rondo may have had a better shot of hitting that than Danny Green, but hey, it is what it is. Lakers, at the end of the day, Lakers won the championship again. So they have 17?
Yeah, 17.
They're tied with the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. Well, so are they still counting those championships when they was in Minnesota? Did they count those too?
Minneapolis. Well, they are, but they really shouldn't be. They shouldn't be counting.
So they shouldn't. They technically, they really don't have 17 then.
Then we have like 10, 15.
Who? We?
Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute.
I ain't now say we.
It's finally out there, y'all.
I didn't say you, we.
Check the tape. Don't make rewind we. The tape. You said we.
No, I didn't.
We have 17.
No, I didn't say we.
You used the word we.
If I did say we, it was
as. It's official, y'all.
I didn't mean to say we.
Official, y'all. I officially have a Lakers fan living in my house.
I'm not a Lakers fan. I'm a Mavericks fan.
It must be 20.
It's just that every single time.
It is 2020 for sure now.
It's just that every single time my
who
team.
Who in the hell left the gate open?
It's just that every single. It's just that.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
It's just that every single time my team gets kicked out of the playoffs. Stop laughing. It's just that every time my team gets kicked out the playoffs. Or does it make the playoffs? I always root for LeBron. So in this case, when he was on the Heat, I was rooting for LeBron. When he was on the Cavs, I was rooting for LeBron.
You've been busted, bro.
When he was on the Lakers, I was rooting for LeBron. So in this case, every single time LeBron's in the finals, I always want him to win because he's right now my favorite player in the league.
Oh, LeBron! I thought it was Giannis.
I don't know who told you that.
No. You told me that.
I don't know who told you that.
So it changed. Just say it changed. It used to be Giannis, now it's LeBron. Just say that. It's okay.
Never been Giannis.
Okay, son.
It's never been Giannis.
Okay,
but. In this case, the Lakers shouldn't count those Minneapolis championships because it's Los Angeles Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's but you know,
it's your Lakers franchise.
Yeah, but it's in a different city. So you tell me if the Seattle Supersonics win the wing, would they still count with the Thunder? No, they shouldn't count. It's a whole different city.
But they're still called the Supersonics. They've changed their name and everything. The Lakers just changed cities. They're still the Lakers.
And they still changed their logo. And they still changed the city. And they still changed everything to it.
Because actually, the name Lakers don't even fit L.A. It fits Minneapolis because of the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they were called the Lakers. But, you know, it is what it is.
And also they changed the colors.
Just like the Utah Jazz started in New Orleans. New Orleans Jazz makes sense. But not so much the Utah Jazz. Utah is not known for their jazz. Maybe mountains and snow and grizzlies, whatever they have up there in that cold place. But not so much jazz. What's up, man? What else you want to talk? What else you want to get into?
So in this case, the second LeBron win the ring, I said this easily makes him better than Jordan. Even though he was already better than Jordan before.
Who's better than Jordan?
You know, LBJ, the king right now.
Oh.
Now let's go in again to a second.
Can't be going to have this debate again.
Now, you tell me everything, why Michael Jordan is better than LeBron James.
Let me tell you,
no interruptions.
It's probably a generation thing. My generation, we grew up watching Michael Jordan play basketball. In our eyes, people my age, and probably a little bit younger, maybe someone that was older than me, you're never going to be a player better than Michael Jordan. And this is a generation thing. And now you guys say LeBron is better than Jordan. Okay, that's fine. It's going to be another generation after you guys. You're going to be sitting at your couch arguing with your son. He's going to have some guy that come out of high school that's going to go to the league and dominate the league for years. And he's going to be arguing with you, Dad, this guy's better than LeBron. You be like, boy, you crazy? You're going to have the same argument. It's a generational thing. It's not to say LeBron isn't a great basketball player. He's one of the best that ever did it. He's just not Michael Jordan. That's not slighting LeBron saying he's not great because he is. I just think, in my opinion, which is my opinion, you don't have to agree, MJ is the best that ever did it.
Now I have one question for you. Where is LeBron on your all-time list? Is he in your top three?
Top three. He's moving up that list.
Give me a top five right now. Give me a top five.
I can't.
From five to one. Right now.
Let's do some more of the show, and then I'll give you my top five by the end.
Later.
Yeah,
later.
Because I need time to think about that. But I definitely can think of five players that that'll be up there. I mean, not to say LeBron was not up there, because, you know, the more championships he wins, the more dominant he is. And I take into account of what he's done later in his career. It's even more impressive. Mm-hmm. It was one thing to dominate when you're young, but now he's old and NBA age, and he's still doing this thing. So that's very impressive.
So now, let's get to the reason why LeBron's better than Jordan.
Okay, let's hear it is.
First of all, yes, high assist in all time. More points scored, more assists, more rebounds, more steals, more blocks.
Mm-hmm.
He's been more dominant for a longer time easily.
Yes.
Makes his teammates better.
Mm-hmm.
He's more of a winner.
He's more of a winner than Michael Jordan.
Yes.
How was that?
How many finals did he go to?
So in that case, if you want to compare that, so you're saying that Jim Kelly, Thomas Thurman, and Andre Reed, and all those guys from the Buffalo Bills, all those guys are better than the 90s Cowboys because they went to more Super Bowls than those guys did. So you were saying those guys are better because they went to more championships.
What's their record in the championships? How are you going to compare football to basketball? And also, LeBron,
you're talking about appearances in the championship.
LeBron went to
10 championships.
And also, LeBron won, right? Did he? It's 4 he went to 10 because he was so dominant, and he dominated the East ever since 2007
I am not saying LeBron hasn't dominated the league, because he has.
And also another thing is that LeBron has carried these horrible Cavs teams to final appearances.
All of them are horrible?
Over half of them, and not 8 out of 10 of them. 2007.
Only one of them was bad.
2007 was horrible.
No.
2015 was okay. 2016 was good. 2017 was bad. 2018 was bad. 2019, he didn't make the playoffs. 2020, he finally has a really good side piece.
Side piece? You gotta use a different word.
Sidekick.
Sidekick, okay. Go ahead.
Sidekick compared to Kyrie Irving. Uh-huh. That was the last one right there.
Yeah.
So now this proves why LeBron James is the biggest winner of not in NBA history, but in this conversation right here between LeBron and Jordan. He wins more because he lead these terrible teams against these great teams. Okay, so you're telling me 2007 Cavaliers wasn't a bad team. 2018 wasn't a bad team. J.R. Smith was the second best player. 2017 wasn't a bad team either.
Let me ask you this.
You tell them up the whole entire time. And also in 2007.
Isn't that a slight on how bad the Eastern Conference was at that time? If LeBron, like you were saying, J.R. Smith was his second best player, if he lead those to the NBA Finals, is that kind of saying how bad the Eastern Conference was at that time also? Isn't it kind of a combination of things?
No, not at all. That just shows how dominant he is. Because in 2007, he went against Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, Chauncey Billups.
The whole entire team right there, by
himself, scored the last 25 points in the game winner. 2018, he went against the Celtics in 7 games.
You made your point. Let me talk.
Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, and all of them.
2007, I give you that. The Cavaliers were terrible. They had no business being in the NBA Finals. I believe. I'm with you. Detroit should have been there. I don't know what Detroit was doing. They thought that there's no way this one man was going to beat them, but he did. I'll give you hope on that. That was the end of the whole Detroit run. No, Detroit went back that following year. Did they? Let me think. I know they beat the Lakers that one year. Right?
2004.
Yeah, you're right. They went 2 or 3 years in a row because they beat them. They beat Lakers.
They went 2 or 3 years in a row in what?
And to the finals.
They ain't know.
It was twice.
Yeah, it was twice.
Because they lost to the Spurs. And the year before that, I want to say they beat. A couple years before that. Yeah, they beat the Heat to get to the finals.
Yes,
yeah,
so to pay the Spurs.
Yeah. But back on LeBron. LeBron's a great player. But I do remember when they went down to Miami, they created that super team. And how many times did they go to the finals? They went to the finals every year he was there.
2011.
Was it four?
2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. 4 times and he won 2.
4 or so, he only won half of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one of those championships he won, probably shouldn't have won.
Well, we gonna do that, and then that means MJ shouldn't have two. We gonna do that.
MJ thing. Never won seven games with nobody.
If we gonna do that, that means he got bailed out by Jim Paxton and he got bailed out by Steve Kerr. If you wanna do that, he should only have four wings. And if you wanna play that game now, you wanna do that. He should only have four wings.
MJ never won seven games in the NBA finals.
He got bailed out.
He didn't get bailed out because he's just dominant. He was the man.
Okay, LeBron was dominant, and he's the man right now too.
CJ, I understand. Right now he is. You're right. LeBron is the man right now. He is. He really is. But I just think Jordan's better. I'm not sitting here throwing no dirt on LeBron's name because I think LeBron's great. But I just don't think he's Michael Jordan. That's all. Simple. We just agree to disagree. It's okay. We can have disagreements and we don't have to agree on that. And believe me, I'm not here to change your mind. And just like you trying to convince me to change my mind, but it ain't going to happen. So, it is what it is. It's an argument we've had for years and probably going to continue to have. But in my opinion, MJ is the greatest.
Okay.
So, what else you want to get into?
Give me top five.
Man, you just ain't going to let this go, are you?
We gave you time. Top five.
Okay, MJ is number one.
No. From five to one. Who's five?
Now, these are the top dominant players that I've seen play. This not saying comparing this list to, I can't believe he put those guys on the list. This is my. Just like if you want to say the top five rappers, this is my top five players. No position. All right? Number five, I'm going to put Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas is one of the best guards I've ever seen play basketball. Handles out of this world. Back-to-back champ. Love Isaiah Thomas. Not very well liked on the basketball court by his opponents, but when it comes to basketball, the man can play. You got to give him credit for that. Agree? Yes or no?
I'm going to let you keep on okay. talking.
Shaq Daddy. Number four. You like that?
Keep on talking.
Uh-huh. You like Shaq Daddy at number four?
I'm going to let you finish, and I'm going to tell you how I feel.
No?
Nope.
You don't like Shaq Daddy at four. Why not?
No. Finish your thing, and then I'm going to give you my conclusion at the end. Keep on finish.
Oh, you're going to give me your top five also?
Top five and my thoughts about yours.
Oh, so, okay. This is my opinion, though. This is my list.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Your list can be completely different.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So I got five, I got Isaiah. Four, I got Shaq Daddy. Three, I'm going to put Dominique Wilkins.
Not of me favorite plays. I'm
just messing with you. You're like, Dominique Wilkins. You about to go all the way in on me, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I can't put Dominique Wilkins right there. Number three, I'm going to put Kobe Bryant. I know you love that because you're a big Kobe fan. Kobe was one of the best players, best scorers, definitely, I've ever seen. You agree?
Oh, yeah, the GOAT.
Okay, and I'm going to put LBJ at two. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take Shaq off and put Magic Man there. I'm going to drop Shaq down a little bit. This is the last second list, man. You're putting pressure on me. Five, Isaiah. Four, Magic. Three.
The Bean.
Yeah. Two, LBJ. And number one, MJ. That's my list.
Let me give you my conclusion on that list.
Okay.
That's probably the worst list I've ever heard in my
life. Okay, that's your opinion, son.
I know. I know it's your opinion. It's my opinion, but I can't believe you put Isaiah Thomas in number five.
Okay. It's my list.
Magic Johnson in number four.
Mm-hmm.
Disrespecting Kobe, want to be honest, putting in my three.
Okay.
And disrespecting MJ by putting in my one. He should be a three.
Oh, okay, that's what I said. This is my list. You can have your own list.
Yeah. I know it's your list. Okay. I'm just giving you my conclusion.
Okay.
I know it's your list.
Okay. I'm not. When you tell me your list, I'm not going to tell you. I can't believe you put him there. Hey, this is your opinion. This is your list. This is what you think are your top players. That's like we had a little debate about the top rappers of all time. I guarantee you, my list is going to be nothing like yours. We probably have the same rappers on our list. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just a different generational thing. So let's hear your list.
Number five, Will Chamberlain.
Oh, that's a great one. He's so many great players. I mean, And some people, you know what, see? And some people don't really like putting big men on their list because they don't think big men have to work as hard to be great because they're so much bigger than everybody else. I don't agree with that, but some people do. Go ahead.
One thing I don't agree about that is that people give Wilt, especially Wilt, and mm-hmm. Shaq slander because they say, oh, they're just physically immensely bigger than them. Well, again, it takes skill because you got a person like, how you say, Manute Bowen, George Morrison, who was twice the size of Shaq and Wilt, and who obviously wasn't close as good as them.
Oh, no, they're
not. Shaq had, in a way, amount of moves when it comes to that, mm-hmm. of his post game. 30 points, his home with Ty Prime for that 2004, especially in the finals against the Nets, my God.
We're going to have to do one with this top five bigs. That'll be a good one. Anyway, go to finish your list.
And also, Will Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm. Will the Stilt, baby.
Yeah, people slam him for playing in the 60s against horrible Big Ben and everything. But again, it takes skill. Again, it takes skill because I'm pretty sure double 7 foot Big Ben back in the 60s and 50s, even in the early 70s.
Yeah.
So again, it takes skill to do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, it helps to be more athletic than any of the big men in NBA history.
Will Chamberlain, I think Will Chamberlain is definitely a big from back in the day that could have played nowadays because he was extremely athletic.
Yes.
I think he could have went out and guarded big. So these stretch fours and stuff, he could have went out and guarded them probably easier than Shaq because Shaq had the trouble with that. Mm-hmm. Go out guarding the pick and roll and stuff like that. I think Will Chamberlain was a little bit more swift of foot, how you want to say it, guarding the bigs. I think he'd have been a little bit better at that. Anyway, go ahead, finish your list.
So, what I say, five was Will, four. I'm probably have to agree with you, Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tough to go against that. Three, MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the King. Number one, easily, the GOAT. 24, 81 points in the game. 56
81 points in the game, okay.
Number eight, two, Kobe Shaq, Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
Kobe being the GOAT, Bryant number one.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Yep, knowing the NBA history, sports history, where everybody than Kobe Bryant, his mental work, is the impact he had on sports in general. I know people say MJ had a huge impact, and yes, he really had a big impact, shoe games and all that. But Kobe was just a whole different story because it's anytime, even when he was alive, people say, man, Kobe really motivated me to do this. Because I know MJ, I know Kobe got his mentality from MJ,
mm-hmm.
but it's just the way he did it.
Mm-hmm.
The way he did it. I know MJ had a really good mentality too, really the exact same mentality, but the Mamba.
Yeah, they were both dogs.
Yeah, both dogs. And the Mamba mentality. People will be using that to the end of time.
Mm-hmm.
And people will always be saying that's from soccer to hockey,
mm-hmm.
to football, the baseball, and even the basketball.
That's true.
Every single young person right now in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
I can't talk all of a sudden, but every single person in the NBA right now can say that Kobe has somewhat of an impact on their life.
Yeah.
Don't matter if it's big, small, medium, don't matter.
Yeah.
He's saying he has somewhat of an impact on their life. Same thing with MJ, same thing.
No. That's how you said no one's, in your eyes, ever going to be better than Kobe. Then you just say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing I feel about MJ. That's what I'm saying. It's just a generational thing. Your generation, Kobe, LeBron. My generation, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, those guys. I used to say Larry Bird was top, but we all know now he wouldn't better stay in front of nobody nowadays.
But that
still a great shooter. Ain't taking no away from him. He was gritty, played hard, but Larry Bird definitely dropped down off my list. Still one of the greats, but not as great as he was, because these players that don't come along and just...
Top 10?
No.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. He don't fill out of that. So that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day.
Yeah. It's a whole nother story for a whole nother day.
Yes, sir. So what do you think, man? The free agency's coming up in the NBA also. I mean, I don't know the exact date the free agency's going to start since the season's over. Now we can get into the offseason stuff. We can have the NBA draft. Free agency, you know, NBA free agency is always crazy. They're debating, trying to figure out when they're going to start the season again. I heard as late as March.
Man.
I know. I'm hoping way before that.
Wait, start the new season?
Yeah, that's the rumor I heard, as late as March, as early as Christmas time. I mean, I don't know if it's really fair to the teams that just finished the playoffs because they don't give as much time off. But they really didn't play a full season. You know what I'm saying? They played the 8 play-in games, then they play the playoffs.
They played from...
You know what I mean?
They played for the first half of October to around February. Then they played from... Then they got the
whole... It was like a whole nother season, basically.
Whole nother season. And then they got like 2-3 months off.
Yeah.
Played the bubble. And then that was even if you even made the bubble.
Yeah, and if you did, it really they really didn't play. It takes 16 games to win a championship, am I right? Mm-hmm. So if you count those 16 games and the 8 play-in games, if you go all the way, like the Lakers, 24 games, that's really nothing. Mm-hmm. That's not a lot of basketball.
But then also the games they lost. So that's like 27 now? 27
Yeah, it's still not a lot of basketball games.
But still, they don't get a bunch of time off.
Yeah, because the Lakers didn't go. The Lakers went further with... against the finals than anybody. They won six games in the finals, but all the other rounds, I think they only went 5 games.
Yeah, 5 games, 4-1, 4-1, 4-1.
Yeah, so they really didn't play that many basketball games. And some of them play-in games, they didn't even play all their players because they were already the top seed, blah, blah, blah. So they really could start the season around Christmas time. You know, it would be cool if they started on New Year's Day.
That or Christmas Day, one of those two would be nice.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of starting the NBA on Christmas Day. I've been saying that for years. That would be a perfect time to start because football's winding down. The playoffs are starting. The playoffs, boom, playoffs. Because really, we watch it because we're basketball fans. A lot of people don't watch the NBA early in the season when they first start. Oh, the season gets started. I ain't worried about the NBA right now. We watch it no matter what. But a lot of people don't start watching until those Christmas Day games.
Yeah, and also the football starts. But then forgot the playoffs. So
yeah, but playoffs. You know, you look forward to that, of course. But the NBA kicks off, and that's when people start getting used to. But we'll see what happens. Like I said, we'll get into some of the free agency stuff once we figure out when that's going to start, when we're going to get that going. So we'll get into that too. All right, man. We covered our thoughts on the NBA. Lakers are champs again.
Yeah, for the so-called
17th time. Championships. We'll see. Look into it when free agency starts, and we'll have another podcast after free agency. When it gets started, we'll figure out what teams made the best moves, who they lost, who they gained, make their teams a little bit better.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. We've had a good podcast. We got a little 30 minutes here, baby. Talk about a little NBA. Our thoughts on the top 5 players and the greatness of LeBron James. I'm Soul on Sports, and this is my son.
Lucas.
All right, y'all. We out.